This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are going to now speak with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I've got a coin here. Which way do we want to go? I could brag or we could jump into Chicago. Which do you want?
You could brag.
All right. You use some of the same sources that I do.
Yes.
Keep and Bear Arms is a news aggregator. It reminds you of the old remailer things, you know, back in the AOL days. Hey, there's this article. Here's a link. Here's two lines about it. And the page just is filled up with that. I was going through there to do show prep. I noticed I have three articles on that page at the same time. I've felt quite accomplished.
Yeah. So are you a contributor to Bearing Arms now?
No, but they will republish my articles. It's yeah. Keep and Bear Arms.
Oh, Keep and Bear Arms. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the Second Amendment Foundation one.
Yeah, that's SAF. Yeah. They'll grab it from anybody. They're proud to promote us all.
I used to go there a lot. And it seems like here lately they've been having a little bit of trouble.
Yes. Some technical problems.
I have also noticed, though, that they have your stuff on there a lot, too.
Well,
how many articles do you write a week?
Say what?
How many articles do you think you write a week?
Wow. Four? If you include self-defense gun stories, which I republish on Ammoland, probably four, maybe five. You know, it keeps me from getting in trouble and drinking too much, so it keeps me off the street. That's good.
Yeah.
Now.
Keeps you off the street, yeah.
We do have to go to Chicago. It was a wonderful Easter for almost everybody. Unfortunately, drug gangs murdered one person. They shot and wounded another 19. That brings the yearly total up to 149 murders. An additional 620 people, though, were wounded so far this year. Politicians in Chicago politically control Illinois, and Illinois was given an A rating by the anti-gun groups Giffords.
Sure.
So you and I have to ask, why are there so many people getting shot and killed if gun control was going to save us?
Well, you know, you got to look at what gun control is. I mean, if you look at the Giffords ratings, one of the parts of their ratings is how many crime guns are exported. And, you know, of course, they're not having any crime guns exported. They're all coming in via the black market. When they come in via the black market, they're not like, you know, I'm tired of this color. I want a different gun. I don't like the way this fits inside my waistband. I want a different gun. That's not happening. That's
right.
Not happening. I'm, you know, so I'm not surprised they have an A rating, but of course, you know, they also have bail reform and Soros funded DAs and Democrats running things, and it's, you know,
if you were an honest citizen and you go, I need to protect my family, just to get the permit to touch a gun in a gun shop, maybe buy it, maybe buy ammunition for it, you're talking the better part of a year to then get your concealed carry part, probably at least 20 months.
Right.
But yeah, and the permit. So it's not like it is the opposite of honest people being overly armed. Not close.
Yeah, I mean, if I were an honest, and I know this is not possible for everybody, right? I get that, and I'm not trying to be cavalier about it. I would never live voluntarily somewhere where their answer to crime is to disarm
yeah.
people that don't commit crimes.
Yep.
I would never live there voluntarily. I might live there because I had to, because I just couldn't afford to get out of it or something like that. And, yes, sir?
You know, your company could send you there. You know, maybe you had relatives that were sick or moving. You needed to. Now, okay. In general, Bill, the world agrees with you, but not all of it. We're smarter than our politicians. Well, at least smarter than our gun prohibition politicians. There was a recent Rasmussen survey, and by a ratio of 51 to 38, so not 2-1, 1.5-1, likely voters think that gun control will fail to stop shootings like the ones that we saw on the New York subway 2 weeks ago.
Sure. Absolutely.
Now,
I mean,
go ahead.
Here in South Carolina, we had one gang-related shooting over the weekend, and another shooting the very next day, and I don't know what the details are to that one, but it was outside of a club. But, I mean, the gangs are expanding.
Right.
And they're getting into places where they might be met with gunfire. I have no data here locally of a gunfight breaking out between somebody law-abiding and a gang member. But I'm sure as this continues that may be on its way.
That mall, by the way, was posted as a gun-free zone. Now,
that's the mall that Dylann Roof was casing before the cops chased him off. They knew that
wow.
he was there. And he went there first before he went to the Charleston
Church.
AMA Emanuel Church. Yeah.
Wow. In that survey, and it won't surprise your listeners a lick, to find that the people who self-identified as likely Democrat voters were three times more likely to favor gun control. And now, but then when you ask all of them, only 11% think that crime is dropping under the Biden administration.
I wonder about that 11%. That's what I want to know.
Thank you.
I wonder about that 11%. You guys are a mystery to me. What are you thinking? What are you looking at?
Right. Are you working overseas and you get your dues on the little screen? What are you thinking?
We could make a lot of money if we decided to go out and disguise ourselves as well to people with fake Rolexes on in Beverly Hills and just wait for them to come running up to snatch our watch and then, you know, clothesline them as they come by and stick a real gun in their face and go, "Not today."
You think we just try and make our face famous and then just walk over to the shopkeepers and say, I'll take a free Subway sandwich for doing that for you? What?
Subway sandwich right now. I want a sandwich. I just stop the crime. Sandwich. I want a sandwich anyway. We're about to head into the first break. If you would be so kind, please tell everybody where they can find the works of Rob Morse.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I also get to write the Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I hang out with Bill and the Ninjas. Man, I'm loving my life.
I appreciate it, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision
Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to steer the ship, sir?
I'd like, if you don't mind, Captain, could we go over to a defensive gun use?
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's so much silliness on the news. We gotta remind people what reality really looks like. You ready?
Oh, yes, please.
This came out of Houston, Texas. It was reported by a local Houston station as well. And it starts, we're working in a used car dealership. A customer walks up to us. We're just standing in the lot, you know, sitting in your desk, won't get you sales, won't get you commissions, won't pay the rent. It's our job to shake hands, smile, say hi. Guy wants to see a car? Absolutely. Come inside. Which one do you want? We'll grab the keys. Let me copy your driver's license, as we do. Just come on inside. You can grab something to drink as we're there. It won't take a minute. You sit down, and you see that the customer is lifting his shirt up and pulling a gun out of a shoulder holster.
Wow.
That is called a clue. Fortunately, your arm, too. You lift your shirt, and your gun comes up. There were three video cameras in this room. They have lots of pictures of the bad guy. They don't show. Now, they show the news story, as you presented. It doesn't say whether or not you pointed in, meaning you weren't ready to fire. We don't know, because
right.
That was literally masked from the pictures we saw. The robber says nope, and his hands never leave his chest. He just turns around, keeps smiling, and heads for the door. The outside video cameras show him walking in, walking out. By the way, they do show his tattoos, so the police know who this guy is. And he does it looks like he was doing time trials across the parking lot. His partner and getaway driver, they jump in the car. They drive away without him. You stay inside, call the police, and, of course, you show him your ID, and then you show him the wonderful pictures that you have of this guy.
That, you know, that's when you know who your friends are, when your getaway driver gets away without you.
Yeah.
So much for the bro code.
What was amazing, and I'd seen this on very sophisticated systems. You know how, like at sporting events, the camera tracks whoever's moving? These outside cameras did that, and the inside camera. If anything moved, the camera just kept on it. I was impressed. Now, we've read about all the carjackings in Philadelphia, but I hadn't thought, and a friend of mine clued me in. Yeah, car dealerships are robbed on a regular basis. We hand people our product and ask them to go drive it away. So you get ID, and now they've become a target. So a lot of salesmen are carrying. Think of it. They're like an Uber driver, meaning they're a stationary target for thieves, and except you know right where to go to pick up a car. It's not like you have to call one to you.
Selling cars has never been a absolute. I had an instance before I joined the military, when I was 20, I might have been 22 years old. Had a customer that didn't like the way things worked out, but he signed the paperwork and bought the car anyway, right?
Okay.
So he called up the dealership and said he'd locked his keys in his car and it was running, which I don't know why that was our issue, but they made me go out there and take it to him. And while I was there, of course, he made out that he was, he didn't like the way the deal had worked and that I'd lied to him about this and lied to him about that. And at the time, my first thought was, after that, thinking he might come up there, I started carrying a gun. And this is before there was concealed carry permits.
Right.
This is before Florida started having concealed carry permits. This was 83.
Yeah.
But I was carrying a gun on me because they provided no security whatsoever. So carry.
Right.
And then getting it on test drive, because everybody wants to take it on test drive, right?
Right.
They're not going to let them go with the car without you.
Right.
So you got to go.
Right.
Unless they drive up in like a Mercedes or something, then they're like, well, okay, he's got a, obviously this is a this and that. It's almost like profiling to a degree. But anyway, I digress.
Well,
it turns out the
getaway car was a stolen Mercedes with temporary plates on it. The reason I wanted to bring this up in the minute and a half that we have, when do you press the trigger? The robber didn't point the gun at you. He presented it and then didn't move his hands from his chest. So unless he's going to shoot his own shoulder, you're probably okay. But a very, very tense moment. And I thought, oh, that's impossible. No one can make judgments like that, except we do all the time. Remember, 80% of the time, we don't press the trigger. And I thought,
sure.
Wow, this is...
Well, I mean, if he presents and I present and he backs away, that's fine. Because
okay.
I'm looking for cover.
Right.
I'm going to be looking for something between me and him that's going to stop bullets. And if he's more intent on the car, I'm going to be thinking, well, the car's insured. Most of these cars, these dealers don't own these cars. They're owned in something called blueprinting or floor planning. And they pay for the car when they sell the car.
Gotcha.
And in the meantime, they're all sort of floating, sent out by the manufacturers and everything. So they're insured as part of the deal. And if they decide to hide behind the car, which has a whole lot of glass, it doesn't actually stop anything. Okay, that's fine. If you try to shoot me in between, and if, you know, you want the car, take the car, but you're not doing nothing to me.
Right.
Back away. I'm taking the keys with me, too. I'm not going to make it easy for him. Yeah. So, Anyway. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. A little snack food of a podcast. I try and keep it under 20 minutes. And I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. Both once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, writings are typically picked up at Ammoland, where I also get to write the Armed Citizens column. Then once a week, I hang with Bill and the Ninjas, man.
Yes, you do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Elon Musk will be the new owner of Twitter after the social media company accepted the Tesla CEO's bid. Musk will pay more than $40 billion to acquire the platform. The social media giant will also go private when the deal is finalized. As far as what this means for everyone with a Twitter account, New York Times technology correspondent Mike Isaac tells MSNBC,
I think his stress on free speech is his main sort of purpose of this. And to be clear, he has said he doesn't care about the advertising. He doesn't care about the financials of this. It's basically an ideological reason for him taking over this company.
House Republicans, led by House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, are getting a briefing from law enforcement officials on the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The tunnel fire in Arizona has burned through residential areas and is only about 3% contained. In a neighborhood outside Flagstaff, Arizona, one man tells Fox News the fire destroyed his Vietnam medals and uniform, along with his home.
That life is like a roller coaster. It goes up and it goes down. You have good times and you have bad times.
He says he lived in that home for about 30 years. His neighbors say they are helping him to resettle after losing many of his possessions. The Axiom 1 crew is back on Earth after splashing down off the coast of Florida Monday. The Dragonwater Endeavor capsule undocked from the ISS last night. Weather issues at the landing site delayed the return of the all-private crew last week. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 238 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I discovered something over the weekend.
You went to the range.
Tell me about the range. So I went to the range with the Shadow Systems pistol, which is a it's a Glock clone. At first. Pick up, holding the gun, it reminds me of a Roger Ward gun painted black.
Okay.
Because, you know, with my guns, Roger always paints mine some really interesting color. I don't know what he did with yours, but with mine, he always feels like he's doing certain things. But I digress. So the shooting begins, and the first thing that is apparent is that the gun is actually more accurate than a Glock is out of the box.
Wow.
Comes with a match grade barrel, which that's plus one for him against a Roger Ward gun because he uses Glock barrels. Slightly better trigger, which Roger's triggers on my guns are better than these triggers, but you know, we're still there.
Stock to stock.
And then I start shooting it repeatedly at things and steel targets, 15 yards. And, I think I'm there. I think I'm where I want to be. Today, I picked up the second one, and this is the Glock 45 size. The other one is the Glock 17 size. The thing about them, they both use the 17-round magazine. So
Right. I'm happy.
Before, and this, I want to break some history down here. You used to talk about having, you said, I swear there's a pixie that comes up when I press the trigger, pushes the firearm low left.
Yes.
And a very smart guy said, I think you're holding it too high. You need to get more lower grip on it.
Yes.
Did that help? And did that cure the problem?
It did with the regular Glock. I had my Glock Mojo back. The thing about these guns is that on the last page of the manual that comes with the Shadow Systems pistol, if you use this in a self-defense shooting and you're legit,
right,
and they take your gun for some sort of evidence or something and you lose your gun, they'll give you another one.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Now, beyond that, John Farnham switched from Glock to this.
That's a pretty well. Does John change guns very often?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure the Glock. You know, we heard that he carried a Glock 19. He probably carried the first one that came off, off the assembly line, because that was in the 80s, and he was in his 40s in the 80s, and he was already. I don't know what he was doing when he was in his 40s, but I can just imagine that the. There were contours worn into the on the sides of the barrel. The finish was long gone. No surface texture. Or maybe he's bought other Glock 19s along the way. But for him, he said this is an enhanced Glock. And the difference between this one, these, and the Glock pistols that have now they have, of course, the back straps that you can stick on there and change a little bit of the angle of the grip. On this one, the whole back strap slides off. So you can actually have a flatter one and have a flatter grip angle, or you can have one that bulges out and have a regular Glock grip angle. And with a Glock grip angle, I need to be pressing at the base. But with one that is a little less than 22 degrees, I don't have to press that hard on it. So... Yeah, it's quite the thing. So I'm shooting that now, and this is going to be the self-defense gun I carry. Interestingly, with all of these nice touches that they have, and even with the optics cut that they have on there, you don't have to have an adapter plate for most optics.
Right.
Now, some of the newer optics you do because they weren't cut for that, but they weren't right.
You can't.
It's a multi-cut on the top of the gun, so that's nice. Surprisingly, the sights, I thought they skimped a little bit on the sights, and they ship them with P-Mags, which are fine with me. But I mean, everybody else is like, well, you know, if it's not Glock stock, I'm not going to care. But you know, I run around with P-Mags all the time too. I've never had any issues with them. I don't have any mags that I designate as training mags versus just carry mags. They're all mags, and I grab them and use them all, and I rotate around with them and everything else, and, you know.
Now, that reminds me, I've worn out 1911 mags. The lips just got too thin that wouldn't fit reliably. You cure that by taking a great big hammer and smashing it so you don't use it for anything. I've never had that issue with Glock or the P-Mags. Have you, or have you heard of it? Have you worn them out?
No. No, I have not. No, I have not yet.
Okay. Yeah, geologic time, maybe.
Yeah.
That is great. Can you find holsters for it?
It fits all the Glock holsters.
Thank you.
Yeah, jeez. I know.
Okay.
I know. Poly 80, when they... That's the biggest mistake they made, was the trigger guard.
Right.
Although the trigger guard on these and the Poly 80s are a little bit bigger than the Glock trigger guards. So I like a bigger trigger guard just because nowadays people carry them with gloves and such.
Right. Okay.
The Glock one doesn't leave a lot of room to get in there and move around without pulling the trigger or touching the trigger. And I don't think you should be touching the trigger until you're getting ready to shoot some with it. So
I agree.
Anyway, that's all. Anyway.
So how many rounds are through it now?
Through the DR920, which is the Glock 17 size, I probably put about 400 through it.
Ah, and how many videos?
One.
Oh, only one. Okay.
Only one this weekend. But I mean, I'm going to go back out there and take them both now that I've got the shorter one. And I'm going to take one of Roger's Poly 80s, because I think Roger's Poly 80 probably stacks up to it fairly well.
Right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've got one of his guns. I mean, it's almost sort of a custom gun, isn't it?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And I was, Jenny goes, what are you doing? And I said, I noticed that my gun's getting a lot of lint on it. I have to go shoot it again to, and then take it apart, because it being next to my body, it's not the cleanest place.
Yeah. But all of that, aside, I'm duly impressed with it, and I could see making the jump. Now, these are the only two I'm going to buy. Everything else is, they have a Glock 19 size. I don't have a Glock 19 now, except for a Poly 80 sized pistol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the same size as Glock 19. I'm not going to buy another Glock 19. I'm not going to have a Glock 26. The only Glocks I now have currently are a Glock 45 that Taron Butler modified, which is going nowhere. And a Glock 34, which is sort of modified, and I'm thinking about doing something with it. We'll see what I come up with that. But I don't know what I'm going to do with it just yet.
You're going to put a hole? Is it going to wear a hole, son? Optic, a red dot?
It's got a hole, son, on it. It's got the 509T on it, but I'm trying to decide how bad I want to keep it. Because it's not a gun I'm likely to carry, you know? It's not a gun I'm likely to carry, just because of its size, Glock 34. It is fun to shoot without it. Hey, we're headed into the next break. Tell everybody a couple of places they can find you right quick before we run out of time.
Quick, I host Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up at Amaland. And once a week, I get to hang with Bill and the Ninjas.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking to Rob Morse.
Bill, you and I didn't, I don't think you had her on. There was a gal who was giving testimony in Arizona. She has a degenerative joint disease, and she's saying, hey, I move with a cane. You're making government offices gun-free zones. That's what this bill would do. You understand? That means me walking to and from with a limp. I'm vulnerable everywhere, and that's not theory. I've been stalked. I've been attacked. I've been sexually assaulted. And you want me to leave my gun behind. That's – and so to me, that's very moving testimony. And then a gun prohibitionist, one of the legislators, goes, a state rep, says, you know, if you're that frightened, you should just stay home. And then he goes on, and he's dug himself a hole, and he tries to pretty it up and clean the dirt around it. But no, he's standing in a hole. He did something. But he did something for me. And I'm trying to figure out why the gun debate gets so polarized so fast with so little progress. Because in theory, this is theory, and you and I know it, the person who is for gun prohibition, they're identifying with the victim, and they want to take away the criminal's tools, whereas the self-defense advocate is also identifying with the victim but wants to empower the victim. So in theory, they're nearly on the same side, but that's, I think, where progress stops. Because I was listening to this legislator. He said, there are crazy people in the world, and they shouldn't be allowed to have guns. And if you don't trust yourself with a firearm, if you have uncontrollable impulses, you won't trust other people. Do you think that's part of the difference between people who are pro-gun and anti-gun?
Well, some of them, absolutely. I think some of them are so willing to default to violence. Well, I mean, what was the name of that? I can't remember. She was a lecturer, and she was giving a lecture at something, and she was talking about how she wanted to just shoot white people, and I think she was a professor or something. And, you know, she was out there, and this was her when reverse, and yeah, reverse racism, it's not even reverse racism, it's just racism. There's only racism.
Right.
If you have a preconceived notion about somebody simply because of their race, that's racism.
And by the way, I think that was a white woman doing that. She's like in a sociology or psychology department?
I think she was some sort of person of color, as she would say.
Oh,
okay. She was not a European Caucasian.
Okay.
That way. So, but whatever it was, I think everything they do is projection. And I think they do whatever they throw whatever they can against the wall and see if it sticks as far as fear. They're always pushing fear. I don't know how that works, though. I don't know how that works because, like, this past, in the last 2 years, while they were drumming up the fear, a bunch of people who'd never bought a gun before in their lives started buying guns.
5% of all U.S. adults went and bought a gun in the last 2 years.
And,
wow.
For the first time. And, I mean, that could not have been. That could not have been the desired response everybody wanted, because I'm almost certain everybody got out there and what is they only know two names of guns out there: Glock, AR-15.
Right.
So they were going out there looking for Glocks and AR-15s, which are two guns that Biden, of course, Biden wants to ban Glocks too. He thinks Glocks are assault weapons. When in fact, if somebody pulls out your mailbox and beats you about the head and shoulders, the mailbox is the assault weapon in that case,
right?
But I mean,
isn't that interesting? The CDC and Black Lives Matter essentially got Gun Salesman of the Year awards, because if you told me you had an advertising campaign that would make 5% of U.S. adults go buy a gun, I'd say, tell me what you're drinking, partner, because I want some. But that's what happened. Yeah. Anyway, that whole idea that if you don't trust yourself, of course you don't trust others. Do you think that's – and there's a degree of alienation when you do that too, or a degree – except for, you know, I think Mike Bloomberg just goes, I have my armed security detail. If you don't have one, then you don't want self-defense. That's what self-defense means to him.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I'll buy that.
Yeah. The – the other part is they understand the utility of guns. That's the thing. They do understand the utility of guns, especially the politicians. They understand the utility of guns, so they're not necessarily against the notion of having guns for self-defense. They're just against the notion of regular people having guns because...
Of you having, right.
Right, having guns because they know that they can't really push too much of this agenda unless we... very willingly go through it, but they tried something, and I think that also had a boomerang, because I think the whole masking thing was an information operation, and they were gathering information to see how we would react to it and everything, because they knew the mask, the majority of the masks, everything but an N95 doesn't work, and most people, nobody wears an N95.
Right.
So that means that while everybody's out there saying, well, we know that and nothing below N95 actually works, that's what everybody's wearing. So it's all a decoration. It's all theater.
It is theater.
It's just theater. But at the same time, they found out that it could only go so far because the fear would only go so far. Now they've, you know, rescinded the court orders come down saying you can't do a mandate about wearing a mask. And there will be people that continue to wear the mask that are genuinely afraid. And I feel bad for them, but everybody else is going to be like, you know, I'm really happy this is over.
Amen to that.
And that's had the exact opposite of what they were hoping everybody would be like. I'm afraid you saved me, because it all boils down to them being able to. They want us to come to them and say, save us, make us safe, give us over your control, give us your guns, your money. And your train of thought, and we'll keep you safe. And that's a lie. That's an absolute lie. They cannot do it.
I know you don't like to fly with a firearm, and that was just one of the reasons. I was at the airport the other day, and I'm going through TSA, and the guy goes, "No, you have to take your holster off. Just put it in the plastic bin." And my head went over. I went, "Oh, that's interesting," because I usually put my holster with my gun in the, you know, little lockbox. And this guy said, the guy, the cop who's standing there goes, nah, it's just, it's a wallet for your gun. I don't care if he's got his holster.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. Makes sense.
I do wish it could be like Archie Bunker envisioned. I don't know if you... there was one episode where they were interviewing Archie, and he said, well, I think when you climb on board the airplane, they should be passing out the pistols. And,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like that.
Thanks, Archie. I like it, too. But
that's out of Robert Heinlein.
Yeah, my private airplane is out there in the driveway.
There, yes. Speaking sadly of which, I read a few weeks ago that somebody had robbed a gun store in Georgia, murdered the two older people who owned it, murdered their grandson who was helping them. He was back from college helping them run it that weekend. They said he was found and arrested. They didn't say what happened to the 40 firearms that he'd stolen. Yeah. And criminals steal their guns. They don't go through background checks.
No, they don't. We're running out of time. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today and for shifting. I do appreciate that.
My pleasure, Bill. Anytime.
All right. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. The largest, he writes for the largest website, and he's the biggest writer on said website, which makes him the, you do the math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.